The same as it ever was? Not really. The world is changing at a very fast pace, and it's a Tech Tuesday. On the line with us right now from CNET is Bridget Carey. She is host of the CNET Update and a senior editor over at CNET.com. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how you doing?
What is new in the technological world today? Because we are just, the world is spinning, you know that.
Oh, there's always something that we're either excited about or biting our fingernails about. I think yesterday there was some panic over two different stories. One is about how Mac computers
the computers who get no viruses, by the way.
Well, that's not true. It just has that kind of appeal because you don't hear about the viruses that they get, and they don't get many. You see, Apple computers have always had this reputation for being safer than PCs because, well, if you're someone out to, you know, make the most effect for your virus, you're going to go for a PC. More people had Windows, and now more people are having Macs, and so you're starting to see some more viruses actually targeting Mac users. And the first ransomware. Now, what ransomware is malware that will lock up your computer and your files until you pay a ransom. This was spotted.
It's like
in the
Wild West in the technological world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big problem for a lot of people on already, but now Mac users who may have just, you know, felt safe all the time downloading things, they have to do think twice. I will say that this particular bit of ransom malware has been quote unquote fixed by Apple. They're kind of blocking it now from being downloaded, but nevertheless. You just have to, in general, be vigilant about what you're downloading. Think twice. This kind of was tied into software that involved something called torrents, and people use torrents to download sometimes illegal media, usually like they're pirating music or movies, but other times it's legit stuff. But for the most part, people are kind of like laughing at this, like, oh, you know, people who download the legal stuff got caught with, you know, malware for the first time. At least that's what security researchers say. It was the first time they really spotted it, you know. But yeah, nothing safe. You know, Macs are popular. You gotta practice good habits with any computer you use.
Bridget, about 3 years ago, I was on a site that plays clips from sporting events. I was watching clips from baseball games, and mid clip, I got a symbol on my computer that had the American flag and the logo of the FBI, and it said that they were confiscating my computer unless I went. I couldn't even charge it to my credit card. I had to go and get like a payment card, you know, at a CVS or a Walgreens, and for $200 they would release my computer. If not, the FBI would be confiscating my computer.
Boy, would they be disappointed with what they found on your computer.
They would be so disappointed. They would pay me $200.
Take it back.
So I had to go and have my, it is what you said, ransomware. I had to go to a computer place, and they charged me $80 to remove this. But, I mean, I didn't spend the $200, but still, I'm out $80. Just to get things back to normal. It's terrible.
You're one of the lucky ones. There's some ransomware out there where there is no cure. And when the FBI goes after these folks and server farms, like the ransomware I'm talking about is kinds that not only just lock up your computer, but they say you have a certain time deadline to go buy bitcoins and send us bitcoins because, you know, they're not as traceable.
Right.
And then right now in New York City, we have a few Bitcoin ATMs, and the only people really using them are people who look a little shady and also
really?
poor old ladies who are like, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never bought a Bitcoin before, but my computer is locked up. And then they have to go figure out how it all works to go pay it off to unlock it. The FBI actually busted a ring of these hackers who were doing this. But when they shut down the server, everyone who was infected was permanently infected.
Oh, great.
Because they never could get the cure. You know, they could never enter in their money.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a we shut it down, but everyone who was infected was kind of out of luck.
Terrible.
And so, yeah, some of this stuff is easy to fix. Some of it, you know, the only answer that people have sometimes is you have to pay if you need it right away. So always back up your files, I guess, is the lesson there. Back up your files to another place. So that
you know, you can say that till you're blue in the face, and I still don't and should. And I know you're not either.
I don't know how to back up my files. I have no idea how
pretty
to do
bad.
It.
I think we're all bad. We need, like alerts or, like, do it every, you know, spring cleaning, you know, or something at least.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, because I was going to get a new computer because I like to take videos. I couldn't say the word. Videos and pictures off an SD card. And I make little movies of my son's musical endeavors. And then I found that there is a an adapter you can get for your iPad where you can download and rip from SD cards and put it on your iPad. So I don't really need a laptop anymore. I have an iPad and an iPhone. Now, do iPads and iPhones get viruses?
They're more susceptible to... maybe if you're downloading like a strange thing from your email, but for the most part, you hear about some stuff, but really no, because the App Store itself is pretty protected, and those apps go through a lot of scrutiny. But there has been an app or two that has gotten out and made news because the people at Apple didn't check it close enough, and it only takes a day or two for them to clear it out, but sometimes people do get infected once in a while with a...
But very rarely.
...a strange app. Exactly. Android's a bigger problem because there's no watchdog in the Android store.
Now, I want to mention the Kindle Fire, because I was very jealous when my son and husband got a Kindle Fire for Christmas, and I said, oh, my God, I want one of those. Little did I know that they pitched in and got me my own iPad, which was even better than the Kindle. But I just read somewhere that they have stopped encrypting things because even though it was offered, no one was using the encryption. What's going on with the Amazon Kindle Fire?
I know. Like, right now we're talking about encryption with Apple and the FBI, and then suddenly Amazon comes in the news for being less secure.
Because no one was using it.
So here's something you need to realize about some of these devices, including some Android devices. Sometimes you just assume your information is encrypted, but it's actually a setting you have to turn on. In Apple products, it's the default. In some Androids, it's the default. And in some Androids, you have to turn it on. And in the case of Amazon's Kindle Fire tablets, it was something you had to turn on. And what they decided to just get rid of in their latest software update is something called device encryption. So the information that I'm sending to you or is going to the cloud, that's safe. It's when a thief takes your phone or your tablet, and then it's easy for them or anyone, you know, who gets a hold of it to make a copy of your data when it's in, you know, not the owner's hands. So that's what we're talking about here. Anyways, there was such a hoopla over the fact that why would you just take away the option? And they didn't really explain themselves. And 2 days later, Amazon goes, we'll put it back in the next update in the spring.
Good.
So a lot of people need to put encryption on when they want to use their corporate email, you know, for their
device. Do you know how to do that,
Bill?
No.
I don't either.
Nope.
Yeah, so it has to be turned on sometimes, you know, just to even put your email on there.
Mm-hmm.
But the criticism is, oh, gosh, it slows down the machine. Well, Kindles are cheap. And,
$50.
So, yeah, and so maybe...
A tablet
not made
for $50.
That's not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe you'll deal with a little slowness compared to the more expensive, you know, iPhone. But,
sure.
That's something to always keep in mind, that, you know, put a password on your stuff no matter what, at least, even if you're not sure if it's encrypted or not.
And then forget your password, and then use the same password for all your things, so the hackers have an easy time.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole password situation. I really don't. Makes my life...
I keep a little password book in, like, hidden in my home that's all written down because, honestly, that ends up being the safest thing.
Don't you do that, too?
I have a sheet of paper that has all my passwords on it, so if somebody steals that, I'm done. Realistically, Bridget, how soon until they have just, like, facial recognition or we can put our thumb on the screen and it'll know it's us? Is that a couple years away?
They have it on the iPad.
Do they have that already?
An iPad?
Well, okay, yeah. The Apple devices have biometrics with your fingerprint. Windows 10 has it so you can sit down. If you have a little webcam on your computer,
yeah.
You just sit down and your face within less than a second unlocks the computer without a password.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, this is here now. It's just a matter of, you know, making it more on every kind of machine.
And the password thing that's on my iPhone, I didn't set up.
Oh, you didn't? All right. Well, that'll make it easier.
Because what if I have my phone in the office and I need you to get something? You can't get on my phone.
Right. I don't know how to use my own phone. You think I know how to use your phone? Come on.
Bridget, what's coming up on the CNET update for today at CNET.com?
Well, there are a few things. Amazon is kind of getting into like the home shopping network game. They have their own live show debuting tonight, where you know you kind of watch the show on the web and then go buy the stuff on Amazon, and they have hosts that are from like MTV and stuff.
Oh, that's
so
genius.
We'll have to see how that goes. And you know, speaking of the security stuff too, people are talking about how for the first time you can use Apple Pay to pay for gas at ExxonMobil stations. So it's different. There's like more places kind of embracing this pay with your phone and in a secure way, but you need to have like your fingerprint, you know, on your phone. So it's for the newer models.
All right. This app, Amazon TV, seems crazy to me because that's the whole joy and the fun of Amazon. You just go click what you want, bing, bang, boom, you're done.
Right.
You don't have to deal with somebody saying, and here, you would like to have this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like going backwards, isn't it?
You know, I guess they're looking to, like, there's a trailer online, and it's, like, these young hosts, and they're really fast-paced about it, and it's, I guess it's for, you know, when you want to go to Best Buy because you want to see what the product is like, sometimes a photo isn't enough, maybe this is their way of kind of saying, hey, this is how you can use this product, and instead of, like, making you maybe go in person to a store to shop and then, you know, buy it later on Amazon, they want to kind of make you feel like you could just buy it right now.
All right.
Show you how it works, you know, I guess.
We won't be watching. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thanks, Bridget.
Appreciate it.
Have a great week.
Thanks.
All right, that's Bridget Carey from CNET. We'll take a quick break, and then Steve has the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.